Parpar are far greater rivers. Why couldn't I just dip in those? And you say, yeah, preacher, I don't know what's wrong with Naaman. I don't know what he's upset about. And he sure was wise when he got down there to the Jordan, and not once, not twice. Again, may I ask you tonight, would you not have thought him silly, for lack of a better description, unwise, if he had stopped at four? Can you imagine Naaman dipping the fourth time, and he looks at himself, and guess what? After the fourth time, guess what he still got? He still got the leprosy. How do you know that, preacher? I know that because it says that after he dipped seven times, he came out and his skin looked like the skin of a child. It was not after completely fulfilling all that God had asked him through the prophet to fulfill in order that he walked away from that scene cleansed from his leprosy. And I would venture to say that I believe all of us here tonight would agree that Naaman would have been silly and unwise to not accept the instructions to begin with, and that it would have been unwise for him to stop anywhere short of seven times in the Jordan River. But back to our principal question, do you and I agree that God used water to bring cleansing to Naaman through his obedience to the instruction? But let me share one more in this line of thought for a moment. The lesson's not quite that short, but I want to share one more with you, and I think you fully understand what I'm talking about. Go over to John chapter 9. Let's go into the New Testament for a minute. John chapter 9, we encounter a man who does not have sight. And they have a conversation in the first part of the chapter, Jesus does with him. And after he had spoken there in verse 6, the text says, when he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Two basic questions I want you to consider. Number one, at the pool of Siloam, do you believe there was water there at a pool where he was able to go and wash this clay-like substance that has been anointed upon his eyes? Do you believe there was water at that pool that he would go and cleanse himself? And I believe all of us, again, would probably say, yes, preacher, you're boring us to death with this line of thought. We get it. Right? Yes, the flood, water. Yes, Naaman, water. Yes, the blind man, water. And we would probably also all agree, right, that when was it that he had his sight returned to him? At what point? Was it when Jesus anointed his eyes with the clay that he had made from the ground and his saliva? No. He went to the pool just as blind as he had been prior to the moment. And after he had washed the clay from his eyes, the text says he came seeing. When he had fulfilled the purpose of God, when he fulfills the instructions of Jesus, he gains the benefit of sight. Can we all agree tonight that by water God saved Noah through an ark? Can we all agree tonight that water was involved when Naaman goes and dips seven times in the River Jordan? Do we all agree tonight that a blind man went to a pool of water named Siloam and he returned with his sight after he cleansed his eyes? And if you're with me so far, if we are all in agreement in those three biblical incidents, then can I turn your attention now to Acts chapter 8? And I invite you to ask the very same question we've been asking. If we perfectly agree on the days of Noah, we're in agreement in the life of Naaman, we are in agreement with the blind man in John chapter 9. Can I ask you tonight, what about the eunuch here in Acts chapter 8? When in Acts chapter 8 and in verse 36, Philip had joined himself to this eunuch. We'll talk more about that before we're done tonight. But he said here in this text, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? So initially, I simply ask you tonight, is there water in this story? With the events that we're about to talk about, with the events that are occurring here in Acts chapter 8, can we all agree that verse 36 very plainly and very clearly introduces us to a fact? And that fact is that the question was, here is water. Is there anything hindering me from being baptized? May I ask that question as well? Has baptism been a hang-up for you? And I'm trying to use the right tones and let my speech be with salt and with grace. I'm as humble as I can be to ask that question. Is baptism a challenge? And if so, can I simply ask you to be willing tonight to ask the question, why? Why is it a challenge? What is hindering me? If I can agree and fully appreciate the water in the days of Noah, water in the River Jordan, water at the Pool of Siloam, can I not also accept, based on the verse we just read, that it was water that was involved when the eunuch was seeking his salvation? And that the teaching that he received here in this text led him to a very important question. See, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? What's stopping me? What's the hurdle?